Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's exactly 7 p.m. And I'm Sabrina. How are you guys today? It is 60 degrees, but it feels a little warmer, not as cold as yesterday. It looked earlier like it was going to rain, but the sky is starting to clear up. All right, so let's get to it. Today we're going to talk about we are all part of humanity, why some may see different. Some people have a hard time believing that we're all part of the human race. Sometimes it's because of our different skin colors, culture, and the way the society and the media portrays people. However, when God came in the form of his son, Jesus Christ, he made it known he came for all of humanity, not specific races, not specific people. So don't get caught up in the hype and learn to love each other unconditionally. And I'll remind you guys of 1 Corinthians 13. It's called the love chapter. You guys can look that up and read about it. But before we get to that topic, I'm going to have a segment before that, because this has sort of kind of been a rough week for me, being that we're in December. And I did make a video about this, so you guys will see it on Instagram TV and my YouTube channel, which is all under Sabrina Deneen Williams. But I need to tell people, it's okay if you don't feel like celebrating the holidays and you're not with it, and you know you have a lot of things going on, and the holidays cause you anxiety and stress. First, you got to learn to embrace your stress. Embracing stress doesn't mean it's okay. It means that you're taking control. That's part of your mental health wellness. The other part is, don't let people tell you, oh, because of the holiday, you have to be really cheery, and you have to be this, and you have to be that, and you have to go here, and you have to go there. No, you don't. You don't have to be anything but what you want to be. And maybe you're a person who struggles with the holidays because you lost a loved one, or maybe you just have never liked Christmas. Let's just be honest. Some people just don't like Christmas. Some people like Thanksgiving. But sometimes other people's values and opinions get caught up and put on us. And some people say, oh, well, if you don't like the holidays, it's just your faith and you have to pray. And it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with it's just not your thing. Okay, but you don't have to make other people miserable. But you do have to be okay with yourself. Because there's going to be the shoppers, there's going to be the Christmas songs. And Lord Jesus, if I hear one more Christmas song, and it's not even December 10th, and we have until the 25th, or I think until January 1st, I think they can tone down the Christmas songs. I love Jesus, don't get me wrong, but I would just like to say, I don't think it was meant that Christmas songs were supposed to be played all through that. Whoever came up with that idea must have been smoking cocaine, purple crack, and sniffing marijuana. All right, just my personal opinion. But anyway, give yourself grace. Give those other people self-grace. But just don't, because you guys can listen to the Instagram video, and I explained it more, because sometimes people may have bad things have happened to them. Maybe they have eating problems associated with that, or maybe it's just not them. But just be gracious to each other on both sides. All right, we're going to play this talking about graciousness. We are going to play a song, and I'm trying to see what song it is that we can play that's not a Christmas song. No, Nettie, You Are. Here we go.
You are mine.
I am the bread who came down from heaven. I've come down from heaven. John 3:13, John 6:38-42. Emphasis mine. This is the greatest mystery of all time, that God is Trinity and the second person of Trinity should beam himself to earth on a sacrificial journey from heaven to earth. He was transported through the womb of a virgin as a sinless redeemer, and that's henceforth when we celebrate Christmas as a perfect time to bring it up. Completely God and a complete man for redemption. Why did he do it? In recent years, he said he's traveled, but Jesus had a compelling reason for his incredible journey. In John 6:38, he said, I've come down from heaven not only to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And then he says one of his favorite texts is John 10:10. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly. So I'm going to put my name in it, and when you guys are listening to this, I want you to. I have come that Sabrina may have life and that Sabrina may have it abundantly. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly. He said that he came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. It wasn't a vacation or a pleasure trip. Results: when God's mercy finds us out, leading us to receive Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we become fellow travelers with him, where his blood purchases both our passage and our passport to everlasting life. Where do you hear that God separated us, that we're separate, that we are, you know, white, we're black, we're brown? Where? This is a message to share with our friends and to pass down to our children. Remember how excited you felt as a child as your family prepared for summer vacation, the packing, the swimsuits and rubber raft, the snacks and games for the car. Our home should be filled with the gladness of Jesus, rejoicing in his journey to be with us and preparing us for our journey to be with him. There's so much separation that sometimes people can't hear a message that people have that says, oh, God loves you, because somebody that's trying to tell them that God loves them may be that same color of a person who's telling you God hates you and that you're nothing. It's hard. Calvin Miller tells of his conversion to Christ in his book, Jesus Loves Me. A chum of his went to a tent revival. The boy was a brat, but something happened that changed him. He invited Calvin, so Calvin went. The preacher's words flew at Calvin and penetrated his heart. That night, God reached him. A Chinese philosopher once said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. What a privilege to take a step of faith, trusting Christ and saying, and all because of his journey, Jesus prompted by his heart undying love for us, for all of us. It didn't say anything about a color. Just remember that when you're thinking of telling somebody, oh, you're different from me, he came from us all. All right, I just want you guys to remember that. All right, we're going to play another song, and then we'll be right back. I hope you guys are having a good week. Remember to 211 in any area, and I know it being the holidays, it may be late for some people, but maybe you can get a hold of 211 and maybe find out places like for food, for referrals, for Christmas, things like that, for toys for your child, get help with electricity payments, things like that. You're amazing. You're wonderful. Don't let life get you down. There's so many resources out there. We just have to find them. This is John Allen, Fade Away.
Nowadays, people are the same. Everybody trying to make a million in a day. Nowadays, a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Lurking on my Instagram, like how we get the stuff like that. Boy, I make a way. I just make a way. Y'all just fade away. Y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way. I follow the way. Copying a trend at the end of the day. Y'all don't know the way. Y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way. I just make a way. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'm sick of you, you niggas predictable. I swear you more like I want to. Bad chick in the ass stick. Head long like a punzel. All that I want in a woman. I miss a piece of my puzzle. Yeah, yeah. Charlie thought I was a dog, and she just to buy me a muzzle. And she always hit me up like, where you at and where you been? Oh, no, no, she fine as hell. Look too good to be your friend. I'm like, why you cutting up? It's like you want this shit to end. Girl, you keep acting paranoid. I thought you to the wind. Cause nowadays, people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays, a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Lurking on my Instagram, like, how we get the sauce like that? Boy, I make a way. I just make a way. Y'all just fade away. Y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way. I follow the way. Copying Katrina. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody's trying to be great. But they ain't never had a dedication. Y'all ain't about to last me out of the station. Life is not a plaything. People dying every day. Everybody wanna tell you who you are, how to figure, how to be. Don't let them kill your dreams. Got the sauce, get the flexing on these niggas. Got a show on you a boss. I be ballin' high, never fallin'. Talkin' your bitch like Jordan. Everybody know a nigga got it, cause I started when I was a Charlotte. Like, ooh, just take a look at my shoes. Let's see the boy got the juice. Ooh, met your girl, she fell in love. I'll send her back when I'm through. And you know I got the sauce, yeah, yeah. Shawty come and roll with a boss, yeah, yeah. Cause it's all just fades away at the end of the day. All just fades away. Nowadays, people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays, a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Liking on my Instagram, like, how you get the stuff like that? Boy, I make a way. I just make a way. Y'all just fade away. Y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way. I follow the way. Copying Katrina, they're here to stay. Y'all don't know the way. Y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way. I just make a way. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away.
All right, I love that. He was on the our radio show a long time ago. He was on. I can't. Oh my God! It just was on the tip of my tongue, and I'll remember it. Okay, back to it. There's only one race, the human race, and this is called, taken from Bible.ca.ef.expository.acts-17. And it says, racism, what race are you? How do you answer this question? We've been conditioned to answer Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Asian, etc. Many think in terms of a skin color, white, black, etc. As far as the Bible is concerned, there are many nationalities, but there's only one race. Therefore, why not answer the human race? Speaking to those in ancient anthems, the Apostle Paul reminds us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that God made every nation of men from one blood. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell on temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with man's hands as though he needed everything. Since he gives to all life, breath, and all things, and he is made from one blood of every nation to men, to dwell on the face of the earth and determine their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings. Acts 17:24-26. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the human race. It's not about a nationality. It's not about a color. It's about human race. We can give each other blood. We're part of the human race. We may be different types of blood, but we can help each other. We can't do that. Animals can't do that for us. We can only do that for us. And God made us unique and special. And when somebody says, what race are you? It's the human race. And it's sad because we have shootings. We have people in office who are placating racism. We have people in office who are putting down women and men and other cults, other people because of what they believe in or don't believe in. The thing is, God is about love. He didn't reach us by condemning us. He reached us by love. Yes, he pointed out our sins, but he was there to receive on open arms. back to the reading. There's only one race, the human race, based on Acts 17:24-26. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples. I'm sorry, without that, read it, sorry. Without exception, we are all born of that one blood. When we consider our origins, all of us share two key ancestors. The first ancestor we share is Adam, who was the first human, Genesis 1-3. Interestingly, the Hebrew word translated human in the Old Testament is Adam. The second ancestor we share is Noah, who by meeting God's grace with his faith survived the flood. Because of all of mankind was destroyed in the flood, we're told in the book of beginning in the book that the whole earth was populated from Noah and his three sons. Now the son of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Jehoshaphat, and Ham was the father of Canaan. Three of the sons of Noah, from there the whole earth is populated. Genesis 9:18-19. Therefore, we're all related to one another through Noah. As if this kinship is enough to unite upon, it is important to remember that through Adam we are all created in God's image. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish, over the birds, over the air. For all you people who say the animals are equal with us, here's your verse right here. I just need you to get that. I don't care if you're vegan, not vegan, whatever. Animals are not over us. So God created man in his own image. He created male and female. He created them, Genesis 1-26. We all must recognize that Jesus died for the sins of every creature under heaven. Acts 10:35, Mark 16:15, and Luke 24:47. Regardless of skin colors, we're all sinners, all of us. Romans 3:23. And Christ died to save every one of our little butts, whether some of you people like it or not. You are part of the human race. 1 Timothy 1:15. That was my interpretation of that. That was not the Bible. And Christ's face is the only thing that matters. Galatians 3:26. Nationality is not an issue. Colossians 3:11-12. Skin color is not even considered or mentioned. It is insignificant and inconsequential. If it does not matter to our Creator, why does it even matter to us, his creation? We are all one race, one blood, and one image. In light of these three simple realities, let us resolve to view all men and women as members of the human race. Starting at this point, we begin to lay aside all wrongs perceived or genuine. We can and must forgive one another as Christ forgave us. I know there's people who are doing shootings. There's people who are wearing KKK caps. There's people who call themselves African-Americans who are prejudiced. There's all of us have had prejudice in one way or another, and some of them are still living in that. If that's you, listen to this message and know we're all part of the one human race. God created us all together and died for our sins. Jesus teaches as you must want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Luke 6:31. Do not allow yourself to be a pawn or minion in Satan's game of blind hatred today. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what the basic thing is. God is love. He does not hate. He loves us. He does not like the things we do, but he loves us. And stop with this, oh, my race or this race. When people ask me who I am, I say I'm a Christian. Really don't even like to say African American black because it has nothing to do with anything. I'm a Christian woman of God. All right. And this was by Jonathan L. Perz, and it's from Expository Files, October 10th, 2013. And you can find it at http://www.bible.ca. Sorry. All right. We are going to play one more song, and then we're going to come back and end. I hope that you guys are learning from this and realize that you're more than enough than everybody on earth. I used to not like that term, brother and sister, because of the way that people on earth have treated me. But I've learned to love people unconditionally and realize that they are my brother and sister, and we're all here in this together. I'm going to play a song by Lady Princess. I love her music.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
I'm so tired of living.
back with Rolling with the Diva. I love that song because it just gets you moving. And I hope that you understand from listening this today to Rolling with the Diva that we're all one race. We're all brothers and sisters. And we're all here in it together. And we're a community. And we're going to end with this part with tdjakes.com. And it's his website. And he says 6 ways to resist racism. And this is a message for every one of us. At one time or another, we have all harbored a negative thought or drawn a conclusion about a person or a group of another race. I have, you guys, so have you. Anybody who says they didn't, wow, you're perfect. Okay, here we go. 1, determine whether you are indeed a racist. Do you really believe that a particular race is inherently inferior or superior, or that your moral or socially behavior is attributed specifically to a race? So it says, you see, there's a good chance that rather than being a racist, you may be guilty of a racial preference in which you prefer to be with people of your own race due to familiarity, fears about the other race, or learned reasons. I admit that I have occasionally practiced this racial preference, so I would like you guys. For example, I prefer to watch black movies with black people because the audience tends to be drawn to the humorous, joyful, or sad scenes in the same way, and it's like bonding. 2, admit that the specific fears you have about people of another race. Examples, blacks will someday exact revenge against whites. Whites are always looking for a way to disadvantage blacks and Latinos. My son and daughter might marry a white, black, or Latino and thus diminish my social standing. 3, decide to put away the broad brush of stereotypes and assumptions you have been making about behavior and motives of an entire race. Example, blacks are angry, evil, and dangerous. Those who have succeeded in society are not the norm. The majority of Latinos are recent illegal immigrants bent on crime. All whites think they're superior to the race. Guys, we've got to get out of this thinking. We're all human, part of the human race. Remember, we talked about Jesus coming for all of our sins, and there was nothing talked about a particular race or nationality. Look beyond their black, white, or brown cover and focus on their content. You will start to see that no race is monolithic. No group shares all the same characteristics, traits, or values. And although each person is unique, you will find that we have common pursuits, meaningful relationships, financial stability, and a desire for significance or appreciation. We all want to be appreciated and want to be loved. 5, get close enough to understand people on an individual basis. Stop ignoring the elephant in the room, being racial different, having a real conversation. Ask questions about their life experience. Share a meal, engage in a social, religious, sports activity together. Be proactive in initiating the connection. Don't wait to be invited. If first you don't succeed with a particular person, try another in the end. You will find that there you have more in common than you imagine. 6 and the final one, become an equality evangelist. Racism is fulfilled because it continues to be passed down to successive generations. Why not propose in your heart to stop perpetuating the stereotypes of the past and begin to pass on new, positive observations about people of other races? Try reading the biographies or stories of renowned people of the race you have judged negatively and begin acknowledging their contributions to society. And I have to say, sometimes I was like racist toward my own people because of the way that I had seen how most blacks treat me, but then I had to change it because it's not true. It's based on the individual. There really is only one race, the human race. Once the black, white, and brown masses acknowledge the truth, we can become a more united and effective force in dealing with other troubling worldwide issues such as poverty, injustice, and food shortages. Deborah Smith Pegas is a communication strategist, CPA/MBA, and a best-selling author of numerous books, including 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue. And this is the lady who actually came with the article. She's on tdjakes.com's website. I hope that you guys will read this. I hope that you guys learn. We're all one. I'm so glad that I can call each and every one of you my brother and sister. Bless you and keep you, and may you have a beautiful week, and may you start to see life different. By no way am I saying that anybody who listens to this is a racist or prejudiced or anything. We just need to take into account and understand until we can correct these things, we're going to have a hard time dealing with anything else. We're going to go out with a song. I pray that you have a blessed week. You're more than enough. You are glorious. You are just magnificent. And I'm glad that you took the time to listen to my show. May God help you, and may God show you that you are amazing. We're going to play Shoelaces as we go along. Actually, No, My Job by Ted Chestnut.
I don't want to live, boy. I don't want to die, boy. I don't want to ignore it. I definitely do have to put God in
my job.
I don't want to live, boy.
My job, God.
I don't want to die, boy.
God, my job.